Well, in a couple of weeks, just under 250,000 third level students will be returning or starting college. And the biggest challenge for many of them, it's not academic, it's accommodation. Our reporter Aisling Maloney has been looking into this issue. And what have you been hearing from students, Aisling?
Yes, I've been speaking to some students from different third level institutions across the country. Many are finding it increasingly difficult to find somewhere to live from September, and some are still without. Here's what I've been hearing from students.
My name is Talia Kozlowski. Final year in Mary Immaculate College. I've been looking for accommodation since March. Daft, anytime you called a landlord, they never got back, or half the time it was scams. I've had people asking me for like deposits before I've even seen the room, and some people who sent me photos of rooms, and if you look at the walls, the plug sockets are American.
My name is Jessica Murphy. I am from Wexford. I have been looking for accommodation since roughly last October, November. I am currently going to be living with a friend because I have no other option, which is just temporary. This is only until I find my own place to stay. Like literally every day of the week, I was on Daft on numerous websites, and either no one was getting back to me, or they didn't want students, or it was too expensive. I was even going and looking at houses that were like 40 minutes away from the college.
Is Mary Kate Lacey. I'm going into second year in September in UCC in Cork. I'm originally from Tralee in County Kerry. So I applied for one of the UCC owned ones and I didn't get that one. And I think I applied for maybe 10 or 12 other privately owned student accommodations across the city, and it was all rejections. I got one call back from one of the accommodations and I missed the call. I rang them back. It was 58 minutes later and the room had already been gone. I've seen a couple of rooms advertised on places like Facebook and places like Instagram. The minute you text any of them, they're all gone.
This, of course, also impacts on students coming from abroad. One student from Poland who is coming to Dublin told me she sent over 200 emails through daft.ie and only got 4 replies, and her budget is around €800. Another student who will be coming to Limerick on Erasmus from Western Ukraine said she sent over 20 emails on daft.ie and then contacted another 40 people through the Mary I accommodation office, and someone got back to offer her accommodation, but only for Monday to Friday. Student unions are fielding most of the queries from students, and here's what they've been hearing.
Imogen O'Flaherty Faulkner, Vice President of NEYG Student Union and the Welfare and Equality Officer. There's just next to no accommodation. Any accommodation that there is ridiculously priced. So I know of 3 people sharing one room paying €570 each, which is over €1,600 for one bedroom in one house. Yeah, Galway seems just as bad as Dublin now. I've had students come to me expressing anxiety and extreme worry, saying that they might have to defer the year due to not being able to find a place, and the competition is really, really high. And because of that, people will accept anything, and they're plunging themselves into debt to avoid homelessness or having to defer the year.
Thomas Adair, DCU Students Union President. Unfortunately, the accommodation on campus and the near vicinity, the purpose-built student accommodation, has all been booked out for a number of months, or just booked out recently. We're hearing a lot more students having to commute long distances, so we're hearing students commuting from the likes of Galway. In DCU, in Students Union here, we offer a digs portal. That number we've kind of seen decline over the last couple of months, so we think that the people that were engaging in digs and letting out rooms haven't re-engaged the market.
Yeah, and of course, anyone commuting, Aisling, there's also going to be the energy prices this winter to yes. cope with. What are the colleges and universities, what are they saying about the accommodation shortage?
Well, Anya, they say they're aware of the difficulties, but let's take Dublin City University, for example. They told me they had close to 7 applications for every bed space available for on-campus accommodation this year, which they say is a substantial increase on last year. All of the third-level institutions are actively promoting the Rent-a-Room initiative, where homeowners who have spare rooms could consider opening them up to college students, and any income from that up to €14,000 per year is tax free. However, Beth O'Reilly, president of the Union of Students in Ireland, told me they have concerns about this and the tenancy rights for people in this style of accommodation.
And the paramount concern is the welfare of our students, but it's also impacting in terms of longer commuting times for students, in some instances non-attendance in courses. Also potentially going to impact on progression rates and attrition rates, particularly if the attendance isn't as high as it should otherwise be. There's always a concern that students may not take up offers And again, from a welfare's perspective, this is concerning because university is a very important part of the career development. In terms of having rooms available quickly, is that I think we're going to have to relook at, you know, creating a menu of options, you know, having an option of a single room, but also a shared room with possibly a buddy. And as an example, last year, we at the University of Limerick, we had a proposal to create an additional 463 beds, which would have been available this year through a twin bed arrangement. And we surveyed our students. It was not something that they thought was a good idea, and they were concerned about it, so it didn't fly last year. But I think that it's something to alleviate the crisis and to mitigate it, that in the future it will have to be looked at again, not just by the University of Limerick, but all higher education institutions that are looking to provide accommodation for students. But if you are looking to provide 463 beds to students, and you're going to build that, you're talking about 3 to 4 years. You're looking close to 50 million to build it. You know, current students will have gone through the system by the time it's built.
Now, that was Professor Shane Kilcommons, who is the Provost and Deputy President of UL, speaking there. He said that the rent-a-room option is one of a menu of options that they should be using in the short term to remedy this issue. He's speaking also there about the welfare of students being impacted by the lack of accommodation. Now, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, is speaking on the News at One programme yesterday, encouraging people to come forward to offer the rent-a-room in their house. He said that college accommodation offices have off-campus rooms still available and to check in with them. And from UL, as we heard from Shane Kilcommons there, their accommodation office says they're aware of 125 rooms still available off-campus, and 111 those are those dig-style accommodation. Now, if we're looking at the longer term, what is our student housing stock? The department says there are 14,500 beds spaces owned by higher education institutions. That caters for around 5.8% of the Irish student population. In a statement, they said hundreds of additional beds will be made available this year, and a further 670 are expected later in 2023. And then if we looked at the number of beds in purpose-built student accommodation between 2017 and 2021, this increased by nearly 10,000 beds to 12,000 at the end of last year. And also 2,400 units have been granted planning permission. Anya.
All right, so some interesting information in all of that, Aisling. Thank you very much indeed for that. That's our reporter, Aisling Maloney.